כאן הוא משלב, ברוך הוא משלב, שלכם, ברוך הוא משלב, שלכם, ברוך הוא משלב, וננס את מצרים, מה שיהיה נגנם, משלב, ברוך הוא משלב. יש בידיים, מה שיגנם, משלב, ומשלים. כאן הוא משלב, ברוך הוא משלב, אפילו ברוך הוא משלב, אילם, עצמם, stole it from one guy and ate by another guy. Your father has to be that you're still your father and ate it b'shus acherim. After that combination, like tomorrow, gonam shalaviv, b'achol b'shus aviv, after the shchiach lei boys, shalachem b'achol b'shus acherim, after the lei boys, shchiach lei, kolshem shalachem b'achol b'shus aviv, shchiach lei u boys, atshignam shalaviv, yoich b'shus acherim. You have both a combination of shchiach lei b'loy boys. Is Rashi boys, the spachin mavin shloyavin. He's scared of his father, so he eats b'shus aviv. Then that's not something that's going to continue because he's always looking over his shoulder. You need both. Neither the gneiv is shchiach, and he's eating in an oifen that he's not scared to be caught. Mel b'chayagavna. Then there's a chashash of Shem Yamshach, and it comes in Mitzrayim Meir. But any other combination doesn't work. Achigim Mishal Aviv, the Shchiach Lei, Ligna Tamid, Vach Mishal Zachayim Lei Bayis, you're not scared of being caught. Shla Yireyu Aviv, Kegav Nam Amshach. So Gemar Vayta, Reis Rida says, Achigim Mishal Aviv, Umishal Imai. Gemar Imai Minola. Where does his mother have money from? Ashkan Seisha, Kana Baila. I'm a raiser of Chanina, Mesuda Mukhenes, Amukhenes. The Mishnah clearly requires Herod B'chaim and Mitzrayim Mar, has to be Geneva. So the question is, where does this come from? Where do we know there has to be a Geneva? The Torah doesn't say anything about stealing. No, please. Zakar Ama, Mash Mai Mesnis in the Pshitle of Tana Dikar Chiyuv, Metzari Mari, Mishim de Gona Vachavu. Litzricha Lashmina, Neldeine Chayiv, Achigna Mishalavav, Yerich Bushes Acherim. The Mishnah gives us Tanayim exactly how the Geneva, how the Achila, what the Anacha Pshut of the Mishnah was, the Metzari Mari, in order to Chayiv, Metzari Mari requires that there was a Geneva Mishalavav. So, in fact, the Ramah, where does it come from? Nikar Milsi, Bari Teima, Svara. Either could say Misvara. What's Wobi is Svara? Ventsar Mai Al Shem Saifu Nehunidai. The Saifu Liyais, Mlas, the Mesabriyais. Hilga Gigane, Vikana, Vacha, Vaslam, Shukha, Beganeva, in Eloi Loi. Red Hoch Shash is, they end up being abandoned. It'll be Mlas, the Mesabriyais. Says the Ramah, Misvara, that end will only come if the beginning was also a day Geneva. This whole thing started about Geneva. He's ready at the onset of his whole sliding down that slippery slope, started off with a Geneva, then there's a chashash, it'll end up in being a listim and end up last misabrias and killing them. But the Chatchila, he didn't steal it, even though he's a fresser. Then we don't say that's going to lead to actual Inglas Mesabriyas. Came about, the whole thing started out there, Geneva, okay, then you say that it'll end up there. So that's Ibai Seim Svar. Hilkach, Yiganav, Lekanav, Achvasi, Lemshukhav, Geneva, in Eloi Loi. Yisayim Akra. Yechsev Yisrael Yisai. Zemalkas. Zemalkas. Kaim on the Anishalam Ken Hizir. Right? Pasuk of Yisrael. Yeah, we know. It's given that the Ben Sarah Meira, Anachila, Rishaina, or maybe Achila Shnia, according to the Yad Ramah, you get Malkas. Pasuk. Yisrael Yisai. Fairish Pasuk. Kaim on the Anishalam Ken Hizir. Now, we all know the Klal, Einoin Shemel Ken Mazir. The Torah cannot give an Einish unless it's a prior Azara. So where's the Azara for the Malkas of Mitzray Meira? It's a effect of Ramah. Zog the Ramah, the Ramah. Al-Karchach, B'lav, the Geneva Kai Yikra, Sharei, Dover Allah Minyonai, the Kamairi, B'zayil V'sayve, Neinenu Shemeh, B'kol Av, B'kol Imai, B'midi, the Shaychi Bey, Av Imai. And we're talking about the pasuk says in Eretz Yisrael called Av V'Imai. So it's mistaber that this has to do with something. Has to do with the parents. So Meila, it's mistaber that the Azara, that's not the non-spoken Azara over here, is the Azara of Ganei. Based on the whole context of this Malkus, we can figure out that we're talking about Azara of Loisik Noivu. So L'chayr, you have to speak out that even though normally you don't get Malkus on the Lav of Geneva. You don't get Malkus on the Lav of Geneva. Why not? Lavanit Gasei. What's Lavanit in the Tashlumin? What? What? Lavanit Gasei. What did I say? Or lav nitten tashlum in the case when you can't kind of say with the ban in the Rambam. Akapanim v'nishvi, you don't get malchus for Geneva. So how could the Yad Ramah say? How could Yad Ramah say that that's the Hazara for the malchus over here? You don't get malchus for Geneva. Yad Ramah says, what's the Malkus over here? It says, what's that Zara for the Malkus over here? Leisig Naivu. L'chayra, you don't get Malkus for Leisig Naivu. The answer is simple. Maybe not so simple. The answer is that since here, when we say that you don't get Malkus for Leisig Naivu, it means the Malkus, that there's get Malkus for being over on the lab, Leisig Naivu, you don't get because lab nid the glace. So normally every lab, the einish of every lab is Malkus, but lab nid the glace, you don't get Malkus. Hashem came over here, the Malkus is not for that veris halav. The Malkus is what the Torah says, Vyisroisa. The Torah says you get Malkus over here. Whether you like it or not, the Torah says you get Malkus. Elma, we have a cloud, and einish of Elm came as Irin. So for that it's enough. For that it's enough the lav of it's enough for the lav of Leisig Naivu, but that should be an Azara to get Malkus for Vyisroi site. Torah says specifically get Malkus. This idea we also have in the Rambam, maybe in the Ramban, not according to the Chinuch, that when they talk about over here, Rambam talks about the lav of Leseich Adam. That's that. Gemara Samach Gimel tells us that the lav that Leseich Adam is the Azara Mitzayir Meira. So Rambam. Was going to say, hey?
Yeah.
Ram's talking about Gabi the Misa. Ram says, even though Lav is, of a circle Adam is Lav Shebechlalus, which means that Lasar Adam is called many surim. And if you don't get Malkus for Lasar Adam, the Gemara says, but it could be used in Azara. It could be used as an Azara when the Einish is given. If the Einish, Ram talks with the Mis, it says you can give the guy a skila. Elmai Einish Mel came Azirin. Einish Mel came Azirin. We need an Azara. So therefore, the Azara does not have to be an Azara that you get necessary Malkus for this Azara. Takalaf Shabakwalis. But it's enough to be used as an Azara of Elisha Kamazirin. Yidanu Shammais Hu Muzer Menu, Uba Hechrach, Uba Hezbar Vainish, Vinishar Nishonach Al Azara Al Fiv, Vinishar Kam Kazirin, we have to look for an Azara. Now we say, Vinishar Kal Adam, Vapish is that Lav Asha B'Cholos, Ein ze rochok, ze ein rochok. Sha'acha sha'ainish mefurish, ein lochash al zara im hi min adin im lav shebecholos. Right? You know, nobody wants to say ein ainish, ein mazir min adin. Right? But if the ainish is clear, he says the Rambam, then you can be mazir min adin, you can mazir even lav shebecholos. And the Ramban, the Rambam says it's the Gabi the Chiv Misa. The Ramban seems to be saying this, the Gabi the Chiv Malkus, for the first Achila as well. The Ramban over in the Asagas and the Rambam, I say it seems to be because the Chinuch doesn't seem to learn that way in the Ramban, but I just don't know how he read the Ramban Bechal, so I really don't understand. But if you read it, just simple reading of the Ramban seems to be saying that just like the Rambam says it, Lagabe the Chi of Misa, we need to say the same shtickle, Lagabe the Chi of Malkus, the Hainu. That's why the Ramban says you should have to count this twice. One as an Azara for the Misa, and an Azara for the Malkus. Right? Vim yezar al shtei achilas. Vim yezar. Vim yezar lav shebecholos. Ein lochos. Shegam shnei oynshin b'shnei achilas min ha'tayra. Shnei oynshin al shtei achilas min ha'tayra. The Torah specifies very clearly the oynish for the first achila and the second achila. The first achila is v'yisru, you get malchus. Second achila, you get skila. And meila, we're not bothered, like the Rambam says, we're not bothered the fact that Azara is Lav Shebecholos. So, we had this idea in the Rambam and seemingly in the Ramban as well, that when the Einish is clear and we have a technical problem, and Einish Melam came Azirin, we can use a Lav Shebecholos. And Meila, I think that would be the same thing over here. Even though Lo Yisignoivu is a Lav, that's does not get Malkus because it's Lav Benit Lasei. That means you can't get Malkus for the Lav of Lo Yisignoivu. If you're getting Malkus for Vayistru, El Gmaid is a technicality. You need an Azar in order to get Malkus for Vayistru. And Nishmelem came Azirin, Mamela could use even a Lav Benit Lasei. That's why I think we have to be Maisif, Hezber, in this Yad Ramah. Now, just Derech Agav, the Yad Ramah is telling us over here that the Azara, the Mensara Moira, the Indian Malkus, is Leisik Naivu, the Gneva. The Ramban that we just read, Ramban's clear that the Azara is from the Gemara Sama Gimel, from Leisik Adam. Asarik Lal Adam. The man says that the Azar, the Gemara says, the Azar of Mitzari Meir, Minola, the Gemara says, Asarik Lal Adam, amongst all the other things we learn from Asarik Lal Adam. So that's the corner of Ban, that's the Zara for the Malkus as well. For Achilu Rishayna, that's also the Zara Lesar Klal Adam. Now, if you look at the Yad Ramah over there, the Chorus seems to be a shtickle steer. That's a shtickle. The Yad Ramah over there seems to be going that the Lav, the Azara for Malkus, is also the Yisrael Chalal Adam. On that Gemara over there, when the Gemara says it's Lav Shabaklalas, right? Gemara says, Yisrael Chalal Adam tells you this, that, and the other thing. Menayin Lechem Rabbeim Kavishet Nafsho. Adam. Nayin. You can't eat the damas of Mizrak. Nayin shame of Analuri Bezdin. Chulu. Nayin said, there's an hedge in Shachu Hogus and Efesh. A whole bunch of things that you can't eat that whole day. Azarel Sarimimar, Sarichal Dam. Eating before davening. We're going to say it over here. The Shoinim add that. Al Kulam, Eino Loika, Dav Lapshe Bechalas. So you don't get Malkus for any of these. Why? Because it's Lav Shebechlal. In fact, Ramah what do you mean you don't get Malkus for all of these? It's not true. You get Malkus in Mitzray Meir. Kasha. Heichim Metzina L'meima. Al-Kulam Ein Loika. Ba'ikim in Mitzray Meir. M'chayim Malkus. The next Mishnah. Did you warn me to get Malkus? Patch. So how can you say that? How can the Gemara say, Al Kulam ain't like it? It's patently false. On the Mitzray Mar, you do get Malkus. Like Dikshalach. The Mitzray Mar, you lucky. Lab Mishum Azharahu the lucky. El Mishum Mechsev Be Malkus Behadia. Now, you're not getting Malkus for the Lav. See, like I said before, every Lav, the Einish for Stam Lav is Malkus. So what Gemara says is, that you don't get Malkus for the Lav of L'Yisrael Chalal Adam. As a Lav. You eat Chazer, you get Malkus. Thou shalt not eat Chazer, you get Malkus. Yeah? L'Yisrael Chalal Adam is different. You're not getting Malkus for the lot. You're getting Malkus for the Ferris, Viceroy, so that's why you're getting Malkus. Teda, the Lelaki Zimna Kamaisa. Adaki Ocho Choda Zimna, Umasri Bey, Lelechol, the Ocho Malkul, Och Pamshlish, Katlina Lay. The Ramas, I'll prove it to you that you're not getting Malkus for the Seichel Adam. Not getting Malkus for Yisrael Chalal Adam. And here the Rabban, just Derech Agav, tells me something, which is why I said before, two, maybe three Achilas. Second, maybe third Achilas get Misa. Here the Ramah tells me that there's three Achilas. There's the Achila before the first Hasra, where the kid ate. Then they warned him and he ate again. And he warned him he ate again. So he only gets Malkus for the second Achila, and he gets Mitzvah for the third Achila, but for the first Achila, he doesn't get Malkus. And the Rambam, I don't think it's Mashm like that. Maybe when we get the next Mishnah, we'll see more. The Rambam, I thought it was pretty clear. The Rambam thought it was pretty clear that there's only two Achilas. Rambam says, Ketzer Dayin Zayin. Kate done with Sarah Mar, don't ask where it is. Mvino say Abimitchil Bezdin. Shell, Shloy Shivaim Lam. But name is the Sarah Mar. Mvim right away. Shne Aidim Shagonam Mishalavim. The Kana Basar, the Yayin, Bemeshagonav, Achalaisam, Achila Amur Achasra. Zuhez Rushain, Malkanois, Kasharmakhoi Malkis, Nam of Yisrois, Vishmalele, etc. So, Ram said, come to Bezdin. And they with Adim, that that he had stolen money, bought meat and wine, drank it, etc. And they gave him malchus for that. So the Rambam doesn't tell me anything about this third hidden achila over here. The Rama has is that this hasra is after the first achila. What?
The first achila
will
be
tied to
the
gun. What do you mean? According to who?
According to
the Ramah. First achila, stop a gun. What do you mean? Stop a gun.
There's no
malchus. That's it. So, Agabam, the Ramah just like threw that in, just to confuse you. So now he had kasha. If he's telling me that lo yisayich lo adam is a source for malchus, I've been sorry, Meir, that's why he gave malchus. And the first achilish also get malchus. The first achilish also get malchus. Lo yisayich lo adam. Elamai, you're not getting malchus for lo yisayich lo adam. You gave malchus by Yisroel yisayich. Yisroel yisayich said, "My second achila." Mela. That's why you're not getting malchus with the Seichel Adam. But there's a cause of it. Veichle Gaza Rechmana, Gaza, Veichle Gaza, Loi Gaza. So if I understood in the Ramah, that even when the Ramah says, you're not getting, like I just explained, the Ramah says, you're not getting malchus with the Seichel Adam, means you're not getting malchus with the Seichel Adam. But the Seichel Adam is still the Azara. The Seichel Gemara says the Azara from Masayim Gemara. The Azara. He sees handling even got Malkus. That in other words, you gain Malkus for the Yisru. Again, Ein Oich Melam Kamezir in Yehuda. So why do my eye? Where's the Azara? Where's the Azara? So Chayy the Azara is like Seichel Adam. What? What's the Gzayas Kasel?
Yisrael Eisai.
Malchus, what do you mean?
Okay, so it's
Malchus. It's Malchus. And Ainsh Malchum is it's Reinish. Ainsh Malchus. Here Tar says it's a set of affairs. Still Ainsh Malchum is it. Luchar the Azara, Luchar the Azara in the Ramah is, he said, you know, is like Seichel. I mean, you don't get Malchus for it. You don't get Malchus for it. For like Seichel. But it is the Azara for the Yisrael. So it's different than we said by us that the Azar is from Lois Ignaivu. Understand Yossi, even the Ramah by us, it also says that it's exact cause of Yisrael, but still he needs an Azar of Lois Ignaivu, right? Okay, so now you have. It is a nine. Why is that nine-ish? What is exact cause? That means it's not nine-ish? Everyone is not exact cause. The skill is not Gzeres Kasev? What does Gzeres Kasev mean?
It's something that
everything's Gzeres Kasev. The Torah says it's a Gzer of the Kasev.
I'm giving it all to the future. I'm warning you on the skill that he's going to get.
I'm sorry.
He's about to get skill.
Again, when the Torah says V'yisru, you get Malchus, it's a nine-ish. Why is that nine-ish? Okay. Minishvi, the Yad Ramah by us, are different than what he says in the Samach Gimel, is saying that the Einish, the Einish is the Yisru, it's still Yinina Azara, and the Malkus is not because of Leisaychal, not because of Leisignaivu, but over here the Azara is the Gneid. Okay. Now, Zok der Ramah, Vafagavdein loikim mishalem. This is where the Ramah gets difficult. V'afagav, ein loike mishalem. So Rama has a problem. How are we giving him malchus? And Rama is assuming that he's also paying. I we know, ein loike mishalem. When a person does something, it's chayiv, malchus, and mammon, we say ein loike mishalem. Machlokes and Ksubis is like of Anna Mishalim, Mishalim and Leika, we pass like of Anna Mishalim, like a Berech and Algula. So, in fact, Ramah is assuming over here for some reason that over here you're paying. You're paying and you're getting Malkus, and that the Ramah wants to know, not the Ramah wants to know, how is it like, how could it be? How could it be like a Mishalim over here? That the Rama answers al karchach chayiv hakas and malchus b'makom teshlumin midav may deshemra loike mishalim. Over here, there's the cost of Yisro Esai. We know for sure. We know you chayiv. Again, the assumption is you still chayiv the moment. It's like the Gemara says. The Gemara Ksuba says may deshemra that kul alam is loike mishalim. There's the cost of may deshemra loike mishalim. But the pella of this Rama is. That who told him, me gila la razu, they get malchus, they have to pay, the Ben Sari Mer has to pay for his achil shniya, maybe our achil shayna. Who says, maybe it's taka, like in kol tar kula, like v'ani mishalim. So we know they're getting malchus, shkoyach. Yeah? We know they're getting malchus. Now, what happens when there's malchus, you're getting malchus in this moment, so what's it then? Well, you get mishalim. You get malchus, you don't get paid a moment. So who told the Rama that you pay? Maybe Anachlan, maybe say like Rabbi Shalom. Now truth of the matter is, there's a Me'iri that Rabbi Shmuel is Bedayakin on Peivov, but it's really part of a very complicated sugya, which maybe we'll see. We're going to do the next Mishnah. Maybe not. And very complicated sugya. But the Meiri Mamish pulling it totally out of context. Okay? Mamish parachuting right in over here. The Meiri talks about like this. He says something like this. He says, by Ben Sari Meir. I mean, the two Eidim say it was gone up. Two Eidim say that he ate it. Yerushakulam like Yom Dasev Yechon and Shalach Kamais, like even Shamalkus Tachas Misai Medes, the Seifer Likla Hare Gneva Tchilas Achila. He says that the Gneva is a Tchilas Achila, and Mela. The male is going to pop you from the mamon. The Miri seems to be saying that the geneva, since l'fir b'yechon, okay, you have to know the gemara, but l'fir b'yechon, that the geneva is the tchila of the achila. Because you need the chiv is a geneva and achila. So mela. It's going to pater you from the moment. And really, the Chaim Gadol, the Arsamech, and the Rambam, Zayin, he brings down Yishalmi. Yishalmi is mesupik about them, about you say, Kim and Rabin over here, Yishalmi is mesupik, does he have to pay for the Geneva. The Shalmi is only Mesupik als the Misa. Because all this leads up to the Misa. All this, even Geneva Shaina, everything, you need everything in order to be Chayav for the Misa. So Mele, the Shalmi is Medamit Zara Chetz. That we, among Ksubis, that if you threw the arrow, he Karash Rayim, so it's Kim Rabbeinu, Kiritzar Chanacha. But the question over here is in the Yad Rama. Why is the Yad Rama say that he assumes the Pasha Yichayiv Mamin? Right? He wants to know, I ain't like a Mishale. You have to pay money and you get Malkus. I ain't like a Mishale. His answer is, because there is a cost of Yilku, they get Malkus. Question is, if I care, why don't we say that the Misa, the Malkus Pat is the Mamin? Like all over the place. Like a Vani Mishale. Yes, Yuda. How do we know? Yeah. How do we know that? How do we know?
Why can't
we read it? What do you mean? What? Instead? No. No. He asked Afka Ve'en Loike Mishale. Yeah, it means he was asking. Normally it's Ein Loike Mishale, but we're saying what's over here is Loike Mishale. He was asking. Afka Ve'en Loike Mishale. So why over here is Loike Mishale? That means the assumption was that's like a Mishale. He didn't change his assumption, just explained to me why it's like that. And the answer is, because cost of it. All these Medamit, he's Medamit Maita Shemra, no? Me did have Maita Shemra, the like of Mishale. Hello? He's saying, Mefer is like a Mishale, please. Okay. Now, so the question, is, why don't we say that it should be like a Mishale? How does he know that it's Mishale? So, it's a very, very difficult question over here. Not a difficult question?
I'm confused.
What are you confused about? I'm also confused, but so what?
His whole premise starting off saying, an Iker Kiev of Ben Sarver is Gineva.
He has to be that you stole. That you said. He didn't say that. You're over on the lava, and stealing could continue to lead you to Achib, Alasim, Zabriyas, Bechulu. Because everything started out with stealing, so that's going to continue. I don't see anyone in the Yad Rama that, based on that svara, it should have, just because you're over on signal, that should have to be, that you can have to pay, Yechayiv as a ganav, that you added, that he's saying that Yechayiv as a ganav. He doesn't say that. He says that you're over on signal, he doesn't say Yechayiv as a ganav. Why is that Pasha? If this can live Rabbanei, so then it's not Pashit. If it normally say like Evan Mishalim, and over here, if this should fit the bill, the situation is one that is there's two chiyuvim going on over here. A chiyuv mammon for Geneva, and a chiyuv malchus for Vyishu. And the din is normally where we have mammon and malchus like Evan Mishalim. So I don't see any reason why in the world why it should apply over here. All he says is that you're over lay signaifu. So fine, that's normally machayim mamin, but not when it comes with it. Achiv misa. If a guy steals at the same time while he steals, he also He also does him as machayim. It's machayim malchus. Yeah, he steals away. Yeah, in a way Yom Kippur. He steals in a way Yom Kippur that he's over. He's over Yom Kippur, yeah? Amazing that, yeah? He's over Yom Kippur. Right, you know that, you don't know all the Chulim and Kanab, he's over Yom Kippur, with the Geneva, like the Sugis and Bab Kama we had, yeah? He's over Yom Kippur together with the Mammon. So you're gonna say, what's the halacha Pashut? What's the halacha Pashut? Look at him, Mishalim.
That's not
exerts
a custom
on the Gneva. There's no exerts custom of the Gneva. He's not even saying that. He stole.
The thing he did.
He did two things. He stole and he ate. He was Zoyl of a Saifa. Not that according to the Rambam, anything according to the Rambam, it's mashma. Everything according to the Rambam, it's mashma. The ikar is the achil mucheres that the Rambam constantly tells us. The ikar is the achila according to the Rambam.
I didn't say that.
You said all he did was Geneva. Ramah doesn't say that.
He says the Iker is the Geneva? That's what he
says. He says the Iker is Geneva? Really? I didn't see that word. What?
It's the second line of in the Ramah.
So he says Ganavacha. Hello? You don't know how to read? Ganavacha was for both. You chayv both. He did two things. He stole and he ate. That's what's mechayv him. But it's coming around me. So, I don't know why I have to spend so much time explaining this question. It's a very difficult question. It's a very, very difficult question. Okay, anyone that thinks it's not difficult could leave if they're not worried about it. Now, Reb Shmuel has a mahalach over here. And he bases it on Ruki Veger that we discussed at the time. Veger would when Yeshua's son was Kasha, we have a Gemara in Onairis. Where the Gemara says by Looks, who was here?
Some babes.
Okay, that's very helpful. Now I know which one is missing. No ksuvas? Okay. The Gemara says, Eilein Aleichen, Gemara has the kasha by Baal Chaisai. So, why? What? It's Malkus. So the kasha was, why do we say, so if he tises, they only chayv momen with the Gemara Bia. So why don't we say, so what kind of zokim rabbin, eh? So the chayv malchus yichayv in the beginning, and the momen yichayv at the end. Chayv malchus yichayv in the beginning by the harah. Malchus chayv for the harah. Yeah, chayv for knas until the Gemara Bia. That was the kasha. Famous kasha that the Shun Nagdom examined from his son-in-law. And Kveger, good, he's madame to Shalmi, called the Godish, called Chito, Chai Miso. You know, you say Kim Adam in the whole Godish. I only chayim is in the beginning. So Bekitzer Kveger himself says that even though you only chayim by the end, but the tenai you should do the hara. Yeah, Vadi says if someone else does the hara, does the tchilas bia, and you do the gemar bia, you're not going to be chayim knas. Even though Tyson Vama says you only chayim knas for the gemar bia. It has to be that you, there's a tenai that you should be the one that did the hara, and then you can be chayiv knas for the gemara bia. But someone else did the hara and was pirish, and then you went ahead and you boil her, you're not going to say chayiv knas. So may as well give a kveger that it's kimi rabbine on the tenai of the chiyuv. It's kimi rabbine on the tenai of the chiyuv. The Hainu, that since by the Hara Yichai Malkus, so this Hara can't be used as a Tanai, as something necessary for the Chiyah Mammon. For the Chiyah Mammon has to be that I did the Hara and I did the Gemara Bia. If with simultaneously with the Hara, I'm being Mechayiv Malkus, so this Hara can't be Mechayiv me, can't even be used as a Tanai in being Mechayiv me Mammon. Because there's Kimim Ramene on the Hara. So that's what Craig is famous, he said, that Kimim Ramene is even on a Tanai of a Chiyah Mammon. If there's a Chiyah Malkus on a Tanai of the Chiyah Mammon, we say kilim rabbinay. And Craig's lashon over there, kilo so acher kilim rabbinay. Oh, so here Shmuel says that's when the ma'isa misa, the ma'isa malchus is patering the tenai of the chiyav mamon. Then we say it's still coming out of it. What about for carrot? What about a tenai? Can a tenai of a chiyav misa pat the mamon? We said that a chiyav misa could pater a tenai of mamon. In the case over there, the hara is a chiyav malchus. Same thing, right? The hara is a chiyav malchus on the hara, and that's going to pater the mamon. It's going to stop that hara being used as a tenai to a chiyav mamon. Let's say if I can't. Let's say, yeah, can a tenai of a chiyav malchus or misa pater mamon? So that he claims, Rukvegas says it doesn't. I didn't see it. I guess I wasn't gay enough, but. We'll take up Shmuel's word for it for now. That a tenai of a chiyav misa won't pat of a chiyav malchus of a chiyav misa won't pat the mama. Because as far as that a maisa chiyav misa or Malchus could pater even the tonight. It's kilo so acher. Since it's kilo rabbinah, it's kilo so acher. But that doesn't follow from there that a tenai, someone who's only a tenai in the chiyav misa, could pater the mamon. That doesn't follow. Kilo rabbinah, legabe, the pater has to be the mice that's mechayev. A mice that's mechayev misa cannot be a tenai for mamon. But something which is merely a tenai for the chiyav misa or the chiyav malchus, who said that could pater? It's not the chiyav misa itself. It's something that's needed for the chiyav misa. So that we don't find that something that's needed for a chiyav misa could pater this kilim rabbinay when on something that's a tenai in a chiyav misa, yeah. Something that's a tenai in the chiyav misa. Could make kilim rabbinay and pater the chiyav mamon, even the chiyav mamon's chal right then. So b'kitzer, back to us. So what do we have over here? We have this ben sarir mar that stole. He's already ballistic knife. Then he went ahead and ate it. So the geneva, b'yachas to the eating, we could look at it that's a tenai, and even if it's not a tenai, it could still work out. Let's look at it first as tenai, just to get the idea across, and that is that according to Rukveg, so we say that if it's just a tenai. The Geneva is just a Tanai in the Chiv of the Ben Saramar and the Chiv Malkas. It's not the Etzim Chiv, it's only a Tanai. Then it won't pater the mum. In other words, when he stole, there's no Chiv Malkas. He did something. The Geneva is a Tanai. He's not Chai Malkas for the Geneva. He's Chai Malkas for the Achila. You need the Geneva. So, Mela, the Geneva is not a Chiv Malkas. You're not Chai Malkas for the Geneva. Either because it's the Tanai, or because it's only part of the Chiyav. So, okay? Because if you want to say that the Ramah doesn't hold, it's the Tanai. But the point is that when the guy stole, there's no chiyav malchus. It's not like zara chetz, because zara chetz, it's one ma'isa. The akira tzarech hanacha, the akira, the ma'isa, the malchus Shabbos. It's not, and this is one ma'isa here, one ma'isa of chiyav Shabbos, and that pater is if it you rip someone's garment in the middle. Hashenkein the geneva is a separate ma'isa. So let me buy if it's just a tanai, then it can't. There's no kibbutz rabban tanai, even if it's part of the mechayev, but it's a separate ma'isa. It's not one ma'isa. So meila, there's no chiyav yet. It's not a chiyav. There's no chiyav on this. No chiyav on the geneva alone. You need the chila. So meila the geneva, meila says the Rama, the geneva cannot pater the chiyav moment. This that you're getting malchus. This that the Mensari Meir is going to get malchus for this also, but he has to eat. Unless he eats, he's not getting malchus. There's no Mensari Meir unless he eats. So meila, the geneva aspect of the chi of the Ben Sari Meira is not enough to say Kim Liv Rabban Aaron on the chi of Mammon from this geneva. Because the stealing, even though we need the stealing in order to be Chayiv Malchus, for Yisroel, so he's dafka after he's stolen eight, but the stealing is not enough that we should say it's not enough of a chiyav in the stealing itself, not enough of a chiyav malchus for the stealing itself. Are you not getting malchus for stealing, right? You don't get malchus for stealing. Elmai, he ain't malchus ben sarim ayir. So the stealing chelik of ben sarim ayir is not enough to give the guy malchus. So Mary, let's not get a pater to tashlumin. So it's not going to pop officially. That's why the Anocha Pshuta of the Yad Rama is, the Anocha Pshuta of the Yad Rama is that he has to pay. Because nothing to bother him. The Geneva being only part, or maybe even only a Tanai of the Chiyav, is not enough to bother him. It's not enough to bother the Chiyav Tashlumim. So the Chiyav Tashlumim is going to have, now what do you want to say? Second, now he eats, now he's Chayav Malchus. So what should we say? Well, they ain't like the Mishalim. He can't get both. He can't pay both. They have a Shasai. Shemir Shachas at Mechayavai. If you have the Mechayavai, Mishum Shterishas. So but let's say Fakert. Let's say, listen carefully, it's trickier by say. Let's say that the Chayav Mammon should pat the Chayav Malchus. Because the chiyav mammon of the geneva should now, like Craig says, a chiyav, just like a chiyav misa, kapatra tanai. So when it comes to mammon and malchus, the chiyav mammon should pater the malchus. The chiyav mammon of the geneva should knock out the geneva aspect of the geneva plus achila, which is going to be chayav malchus. Because it's being chayav mammon. On a ma'is that's been mechayiv imam and can't be mechayiv malchus. K'day v'shasay. K'shemishachas yet mechayiv, mishnei rishis. Normally we say like kavanah mishalim. But over here, where there's no malchus to pater the mammon, because the geneva by itself is not enough of a chiyav malchus to pater the mammon. So you're now yichayiv mammon. But now, one second, now the yichayiv mammon for the geneva. So now we should say that the chiyav mammon, being chayav mammon on the geneva, should say that the geneva can't be mechayav malchus, because the geneva be mechayav mammon. And since the geneva is needed for the chiyav malchus, be it a tanai or be it part of the chiyav, but the geneva is needed for the chiyav malchus, so meila, the chiyav geneva, since I'm chayav mammon, I shouldn't be chayiv malchus. So how you like a mishal? How you being like a mishal? How you getting malchus and mammon? That the Rama says, what's that? Because there's the cost. Xeres Kasuv, the Yisru. That over here, we don't say the mammon is going to pater. Just like Maita Shamra. With Loike Mishalans here also. Even though it's Poshit that you're getting, it's Poshit that you're paying, because there's no Kim Raman here to pater the Shlumin. Elamai, one second, you have a Kasha Fakar, the Shlumin should pater the Chalik of the Mechayiv of Malkus, which is the Geneva. Let the Tashlumin of the Geneva pater that, and Mela said he should be Chi Malkus, that Gzeres HaKasav, the Yisrael side. But he says he gets Malkus. Whether you like it or not, Torah says he gets Malkus. So now, to Mela, like a Mishal, we know for sure he gets Malkus. And there's no Kim Lanar and Mechal to pater the Tashlumin. So Mela says Yadramah. Says Yad Ramah, that you mainly get here's like a Mishalim. The Divrei Ramah says Rabbi Shmuel is Kafta V'Ferach, according to this. Right. Back to the Gemara. Ima Minola, where she have money from? Mashkan Tzish Kona Baila. Yes, Bachanin Mesud, Mechanis Lov V'Limai. Says Rashi. Oh no, Rashi's not asking more. Gemara says the Sudha Mechanis Law Vilima. Rashi doesn't tell us what the point is. We'll see it later. Gemara Bamra Michana Bar Molda Amr Funa Aina Chaiva Chikni Basa Bazal. Yoichel Yain Bzol Yishta says Rashi, Achi Yignoiv. No, Achi Yichel Bosa Bzol Avum Gona Bosa Yain Hatzmei Loi. How can you tell me it's Sudha Mechanes Hamechanes Lov Limoi? Who cares? We need to steal money, not wine and meat. How does it help you? And the Gemara Alei Medmei Sudha Mechanes Lov Limoi. Says Rashi, Medmei Sudha Mechanes Shayim Moyes Mechonim. Liknois mem suda, lava limai, chimil kach nis damnu, mishal imai karinam bu. The ihu ihinami shaychi bahem, interesting lashon. She's also shaychi bahem, midina, the baile chayib zanesem. So Rashi says, Yehuda, that it's shaychi bahem, why? Because if a husband had a chiv to give him a zaitis. Comes along the Yad Ramah. And he says, what from a tamhino, ima minola, a moina, we have lavoa, mashkan sish comes to Kanabayla. Park. Mesudah Mechanes Lo Avil Limoi. Which are Chagav, Stam, I really should mention in the Gemara. I was wondering if Aray Mashkanish Kona Baila, we'll see in the Hemshuch, is that the husband gets, Pashtas, the husband gets the King of Paris. The group belongs to her, and the Paris belongs to the husband. Or Shirley Menich Samilu. Yeah, we'll see, right? The Shaila by what happens by Matana. Woman gets a present, does the husband get everything, or he just gets Kenyan parents? But there's a thing called Nichsem Lug that certainly that the goof is for the is for the goof belongs to the Isha and the parents belong to the husband. So the question is something like that. So, yeah, Mois Nichsem Lug. So is that called that you're not taking it from her? Not stealing it from her?
Huh? Stealing from her.
Mechayra, I would have thought that it's called he's stealing both of them. Right? The good belongs to her, the parents belong to the father. He's stealing both of them. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't say that, parents. For some reason, the Gemara assumes that's called Mashkanish Gemabayla, and it's not called he's stealing from her, even though the good still belongs to her. So, for some reason, the Gemara is assuming it has to belong to her Lagamri. Long term Lagamri. Which I'm not so sure. That's it. Or, anyway, but says the Ramah. Says the Ramah Parik. What is this? What is this? What's Gemara's teretz? See, you have to start, I'm saying this discussion really has to start in the first, right in the beginning of the Gemara, before we get to the money. The Rashi only talks about it by the money. But the Rama talks about it right away. What is the Svara of Suda Mukhenes Lav Vilima? So he says, how is that hers? Why does that make it hers? Very nice. You prepared a beautiful buffet for lunch today. What does that have to do with stealing from her? Since Kim the Dait and Achlila Tarvayu is Abida, was made for both of them in mind, Ishtakah the Islul Tarvayu Chulka Begava. They both have a chelik in it. Sounds like Vinyad Rama that she actually owns it. She actually owns it. But Domini is not. Amakish in the Chosav. Ain loy, loy b'chsas ishtoy, loy b'chsas banov, loy b'tzavayim chadashim, shetzavlam l'shman. Guys, Makdish holds the chosim. So even if he bought his wife a new dress for Yom Tov, so Hekdish doesn't get that new dress, even though she never got it yet. The Mishnah. So says the Rama. The Rama seems to understand from that if the Hekdish is not chal, it has to be that it belongs to her. Because it belongs to him. Even though he has all beautiful plans, his wife a beautiful dress for Yom Tov, very touching, but Hekdesh is chal. If we see that Hekdesh is not chal, that means it belongs to her. Here's time.
Like how you said in divorce.
What? On the original kasha of the Gemara?
It's Vega Kemta.
What?
It's Vega Kemta that Ben Sarah is only divorced parents.
Because they're bringing it together. Right. It's the whole parish is only when they divorce.
Why not? There's so many other kids. There's something.
How many other kids are there?
Same voice, same height.
Where's Joshua's? Where's Joshua's? Sound Kimta. The Gemara's not making a Kimta because they had a problem. The Gemara is learning it up. I don't know what that's called, making a Kimta.
I'm making a Kimta.
Okay, so the Tanayim are very particular. So, if you can make a kinnis, okay, makes sense. No, doesn't. Anyway, so the Ramah is l'chayr clear that he's talking about she actually owns it, and l'chayr has you have to say when he says that it's abido, the tavayu is abido. B'chari means that when he buys it, he buys the stuff, when he buys the food, whatever it is, he's buying it for her, he's being kind of for her, he's being zeichid for her. B'chari is simple pshat in the Ramah. And that's the pshat over there also, when you buy your wife the dress, also you're kind of for her. And therefore, the heck is not chal on that. So B'chari, according to the Ramah himself, and this is our also gear, the money, mamish belongs to her. The money, mamish, belongs to her. Which got negated to something that we spoke about once. Right, when we had the kasha, the Maaseh Sheni, it's Mammon, and the kasha. Right, if it's Mam Gavaya, we pass it like a maid, it's Mam Gavaya, so then how is it Shayach? You have to steal it, you're not stealing it. How is it Shayach? Right, it's that we said. Some answered, based on this Gemara. That's Mukhenis enough. Because you see that it doesn't mean, you don't need that she mamish his, right, mamish the parents, as long as it's Miuchid for them. So my saying is certainly Miuchid for the father to eat. To use for my Shane to buy stuff from Chalo, the money is for him. No one else can come take it. But I'll tell you that's Mamash's chutz. It's definitely Miuchafim, we said. So the Chayyur Kash doesn't start. But according to this Ramah, we see it's not true. Anocha we made then. Anocha we made then. That from this Gemara, Naimir, Achrayin made the Anocha. That in this Gemara, that we see it doesn't have to actually belong to the parents in order to be considered that you steal it from them. It has to be mezumen and yuchid for them. As we see by the Isha, she's not kind of, but it's miyud, it's earmarked for her. That's enough considered. Rabbi Saramara. So maybe has Hudim as a shiny. So now according to this Ramah, that's not true. That Tara is not a good Tara, at least according to Ramah. Because he's saying that she has to actually own it. Yes, Rudy.
I want to say a wild shot, LT, one of the Friday Shirim, that maybe because it's like a mitzvah, once he thinks in his mind, once he determines in his mind that he's going to give it for the mitzvah to his wife, then it becomes hers, just like any of
I said Yantu doesn't say Fiyantu. Stam, what's the mitzvah?
One of his Yubin, that would just make a neder.
Well, that's not going to make a Kenyan. Just a neder. The name we talk about, the machshava, neder machshava. That's what you mean, through machlet.
Yeah.
That's just makes it a neder. It doesn't make a Kenyan. Top. Okay. That's not for now. Anyway, Bekitzer, Rabbi Yisai. So that's, I think, this, we have seen the Hamshach of the Ramah. But at least what the Ramah here is saying, it seems to me that he's saying, Tervayu Chulka Begabo. Yeah, they have a Chelk in it. It sounds like he's saying it's Mamash belongs to them. To me, that whole assumption that Chayim we're making is just a myth. It's not true, no Shkumar, according to Yagrama. Vikad Amri, Yishum. The Baal Chayim Zayin Yisrael, the Shtachar the Ihi Nami Shaychebo. That was according to Rashi. Baal Chayim Zayin Yisrael, the Shtachar the Ihi Nami Shaychebo. Sorry, right. We said like, Rashi said about by the May, right? Rashi said about by the May. The Ramah seems to assume that what Rashi said by the May. That's the pshat also before we came on to the name. We thought it was the suit itself. Right? We thought it was the suit itself. What? I didn't say difficult. I said that Ramah is assuming it's not muchach. It's not muchach. It could be Rashi. Rashi in the early stage of the Gemara, when we actually assumed maybe Rashi it learns like the Ramah. Rashi doesn't explain something to me. Maybe he's partial like the man. He bought a steak for them for lunch. And so he was kind of fair. But Rashi couldn't say that by the money. Because Mechtes is in Mzak of the money for her. There's no reason to Mzak the money. He put aside some money for today's lunch. And then when he goes to the store, whatever he's buying, he'll buy for both of them. And have money. Then he's being Zazayshin for her. That's why their Rashi has to come on to this Chiddush.
Why doesn't it work?
What? Because he set aside money, he wasn't being Mizaka for his wife. First of all, he can't be Mizaka for his wife. I can't be Mizaka my Gemara to you.
Master?
That's the verb of Matana?
No, it's not. I know. Okay, I don't want to speak Hebrew.
Then don't.
Give it as a Matana.
Without a Kenyan? Last I checked, in order for Bios, you know, maybe we know what Bios is, but whatever Bios is, in order to transfer one to the other, you need a Maisa Kenyan. So the Ramah doesn't like Rashi. The Ramah doesn't like Rashi. He says, Mechtesi. Neither Chaim Zayisel, Gabi Hai Suda, Mi Alamala. Right? Yeah, he has to feed her. He has to give her food. So what? Doesn't mean that he pairs the lunch. All of a sudden, this lunch belongs to her. Right? So I was thinking, maybe, assuming that Rashi says like the Ramah, Lagabe, Lagabe, the first stage of the Gemara. Then maybe we could use that in the Sivas we mentioned the other week. And it says that you have a chayiv, and you're miyachin money for the chayiv, you don't need a ma'ezer kinyan. We had that by the cotton, if you remember, way back when. So Meila Kenzai, maybe that's what Rashi's saying. That since he has a chiyuv, and now he designates this this lunch, this food for that chiyuv, it could be your kind. I said, "When he has to give him food." Not who said this? Yeah, but since he designated this food, so maybe she is kind. B'chayyim, it's not going to help us for the money, though. B'chayyim, it's not going to help us for the money. He doesn't have to give her money, and he's not going to give. He's not giving her money. He put aside money to go buy food. He's going to buy food. He's not buying it. He's not giving her the money. So Meila, B'chayyim, it would be harder. It would be harder sell that the chiyuv that he has to buy her food will make it that the money that he decides he's going to use to buy lunch, that's she's going to be kind of. Anyway, Loshen Rashi was Shaychabe. Right? Loshen Rashi heard the Yad Ramasa Loshen of Havayu Chulka Begava. What does Chulka mean? In Hebrew, what? A chelik. They both have a chelik. Chulk means that they have a chelik. That implies they actually own it. The Lashon of Rashi says, Shaycha. Lashon Rashi is Shaycha Bey. Shaycha Ben. Prince is Chayim Ben said, therefore Shaycha Ben. So I would say Rashi is saying, like along the lines that we said last week, whatever it was, that you dakadusi even this Gemara, you don't need an actual kinyan, and it's enough that you should have a shaykhis to it. And Rashi is telling me it's not enough that Stamazay was designated. You know, if I decide that I want to take you guys out to eat, and I set aside 1,000 shekel to take you guys out to eat, and then I change my mind. So it wasn't like you guys had a shaykhis to it, right? But over here we had a chiyuv. He has a chiyuv to support his wife, to give his wife to eat. Then we say, and he designated the money that makes him more of a shaykhis. Back upon him, if he's there, maybe it's a raya. It could be used l'gabe ma'ez v'shem.